the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We thank all our affiliates all over the country for checking in with us every week for this show. Also on iHeart Radio Talk. We're on that venue now for information at Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. You go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You're never far away from the show with different ways of listening to it, of course, on RadioMD.com as well. Dr. Mike, guest at 35 after the hour. Who is it? What are we going to be talking about today?
It's Dr. Vijay Vad, V-A-D. He is a great athlete, but he is really has written a wonderful book. He's a sports medicine professional, meaning he's a physician, a physiatrist who treats sports medical injuries. He's going to talk to us about how to run, whether it's your first run or you're a pro, and how to avoid injuries while doing physical activity, including running. And he'll also give us a whole bunch of tips about how to improve so that when you do have an injury, you can recover quicker so that you can take back your health.
I used to run. I gave it up. My knees are shot.
Well, maybe he'll talk to you about that. One of his areas is one of the really great stories of the week is about how to harvest stem cells from your bone marrow and use them to recreate cartilage. He has a lab that does that in regenerative medicine. We'll talk about that. And you remember we talked about a low-level laser with Dr. Zivin probably about 2 months ago now, for treating stroke patients. He didn't know why it worked. He presumed from the pathology slides, that is from examination of the tissues, that in fact it was causing stem cells to regrow. Well, there's another story this week, Joe, that laser, low-level laser, the same type, a red-level laser, red light laser, will in fact stimulate stem cells to grow in your teeth and strengthen the bone in your teeth or the dentin in your teeth. So this laser study on getting stem cells in there, it's going to be very exciting over the next couple of years.
There's a local organization here locally in Syracuse that holds a golf tournament every year. It's a 100-hole golf marathon. And I played. I didn't play 100 holes. I have in the past, but I did my radio show in the morning that went out and played about 40 holes in a cart. It's an organization that deals with child abuse issues. And one of the players this year is a marathoner, and he ran 100 holes. He played golf and ran every time he hit the ball.
Well, I hope he did that with no one on the course before him so he could do it quickly and not be held up by all of us non-marathon running golfers.
They asked him at the post-event dinner, what he thought, and he said it was the dumbest thing he ever did. And he's a marathoner.
Well, but did he run? Did he start first and was able to see what time he could get on the 100 holes?
No, there were 24 golfers, and they all start on a hole, so you don't run in anybody. So there are 12 groups of golfers, and each one of us had their own separate cart. But rather, he had a cart, but somebody drove the cart for him. But he hit the ball, and he ran to his ball for 100 holes. And this golf course had some serious hills. I mean, there was terrain that in some places was pretty severe. And he did it. I mean, he's a marathon runner, but he said, "Boy, this was one of the most difficult things he's ever done."
Now, the average golf course is about, as I remember, it's about 5 miles.
Five or six, yeah.
Yeah, if you ran it. So by going from side to side, So running 100 holes, that's running five golf courses. So he's running a marathon. He's running about 26, 27 miles.
Right, and hitting the golf ball. And
that does seem stupid.
Well, he did. He admitted as such at the dinner at the end of the evening. Udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U. docs@gmail.com. We got measles in this country, right? The worst measles outbreak in, I think, 20 years. And evidently, it's due to overseas travel. Dr. Mike, what do you know about this? What's causing the sudden spike in measles in this country?
You know, before I go there, I got to do one more thing about Dr. Vad. The new rules of running, we have a book to give away. So the best question we get, we've got a couple, one from Amy already, we've got a couple already, but the best question we get to ask Dr. Vad on the email line, udocs, udocs@gmail.com, the best question we get before the end of his segment on the show, we will give away a book. So the new rules of running, udocs@gmail.com, you can ask questions about.
Okay,
Joe,
the measles.
Sorry,
thing.
I interrupted the measles.
That's no problem. The measles thing. What's causing the sudden spike in measles in this country?
Well, it was, in fact, the vaccine concerns. Remember, we had a period of time, probably 5 to 10 years ago, where everyone was concerned. The women were concerned about their child getting the measles vaccine, and because of this, a number of women stopped getting their children, or a number of couples stopped getting their children vaccinated. So they're unprotected, and measles can kill. It has a serious problem with killing, so meaning with mental dysfunction afterwards. So this is not benign. So if you haven't had the measles and you haven't had the vaccine, get the vaccine.
So who should get it? Anybody?
Everybody who hasn't gotten the measles and doesn't have a vaccination yet should see someone. This is a vaccine that, as I understand it, is a denatured vaccine. So it's you can't catch the measles from the vaccine.
Measles was, if I remember, wasn't it officially eliminated in this country about 15 years ago, officially?
Yeah, it came back from foreign countries. I can't remember which country it came back from, but I think it was actually either Pakistan or... and you can understand why people in Pakistan stayed away from vaccinations, right? People stayed away from vaccinations because the CIA took over the vaccination program and was using it to spy on people. Mm-hmm. So you can understand why it came back. I guess my wife, who's an expert on this, said it came back from the Philippines. It wasn't eliminated in the Philippines, but it was... again, it was part of, I guess, our CIA spy program was to infiltrate the vaccination programs in certain foreign countries and, I guess, find out who wasn't getting vaccinated and who was and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why they would do it that way, but they've vowed they won't do it that way anymore since polio is also coming back because of this problem.
Now, this is interesting. 60 of the cases... In this batch occurred statewide in California. The most occurred where you are, in Ohio, 138
yes.
in Ohio. And this is interesting. They also occurred in Amish communities, Dr. Mike, that traditionally avoid vaccination.
Right, and the Amish have traditionally depended on what's called herd immunity, everybody else not getting it, so they won't get it. But with the reduction in vaccination of all the normal, of all the other non-Amish people, it got them exposed to it.
udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Coming up after the break, what percentage of the entire global population is fat? Take a stab at that. We'll be back with some of the breakdowns on that coming up. And First Lady Michelle Obama, she blew a gasket this week because of her healthy school lunch menu program, and she's not happy about what some members of Congress have done to maybe void some of that. That's coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.